Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Hoover moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to third. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Wakefield goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wood moves to second. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wood moves to third. Richards moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Sundra moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to third. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Wakefield scores. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Nels Potter now pitching. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter fires to first and has Wakefield trapped. There's the throw to Gutteridge, who tags Wakefield for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to third. Christman moves to second. Tony Criscola pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Nels Potter. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Schultz now catching. Fritz Ostermüller now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield strikes out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevens strikes out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klift takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klift moves to second. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Archie McCain now pitching. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 3 in the game. Bridges strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Hal White now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 4 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Mike Krivic pinch hits for Mike Chartak. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Klift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs now playing right field. Mike Krivic now playing center field. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins is walked intentionally. Don Ross pinch hits for Ned Harris. George Caster now pitching. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Don Ross. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Metro now playing right field. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 5 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Richards strikes out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hoover strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kramer trying to get to home. Burns throws the ball into Schultz, who tags Kramer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Wakefield moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-6 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to third. Richards moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Richards moves to third. Newhouser moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. Newhouser moves to third. Hoover moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.